breaking news, Barry, and it's not good.
Uh-oh.
Exactly what we talked about to lead the show, Barry, is exactly Correa. What we are facing now. Carlos Correa.
What?
6 to 8 weeks.
Yowzers.
Was it, Nick, torn ligaments in his thumb?
Torn ligaments in the thumb.
6 to 8 weeks of Marwin Gonzalez at shortstop.
Okay. Right?
I mean, yeah. I assume it's going to be Marwin. You're not going to slide Bregman over there. You're not going to put Yuri over there. And Marwin last night makes you appreciate Correa even more because he had that he had to charge in at shortstop and then make the pivot real quick on one foot and the off-balance throw, and it had the velocity of a slow-pitch softball as opposed to what Correa throws over there. That worries me a bit.
Dude, that was a tough play to make, though.
I'm saying, but appreciate how good Correa is because he finds ways to make
I don't think Correa's making that throw. Play.
I do. I really do.
Oh, well. But yeah, so what is that? That's going to lead him into September.
Oh, man.
All right, so he'll be back for a couple of weeks. That's good. Don't get me wrong. It's not good, but where are we at right now? We are July 18th. So what, August 18th you would consider to be 4 weeks. So September 18th would be 8 weeks max. That would leave you with about 2 weeks left in the season. You'd have a series against the White Sox, Angels, Rangers, and Red Sox before the playoffs started.
That sucks.
Yep. Not great news for the Astros, but when you look at what this team did last night after he left the game, they still battled. I mean, they still put up runs. Their pitching let them down, not their offense. Their pitching failed them last night. Their offense was just fine even without Carlos Correa. Do I want them to be without him? Absolutely not. The beautiful thing about this team is they're deep enough that they can afford a hit like this. Years past, it was Altuve or bust. And if Altuve had gotten hurt, this team was going to really suck. It's worse than they sucked already. That's not so much the case now. You got guys that, I mean, you know, Josh Reddick was hitting third in this lineup.
Yeah, and look,
it tells you how deep this offense is.
Just look at the bottom half of the lineup and their stats versus the middle part of the lineup of most other teams in Major League Baseball, and you realize this is a totally different team, and this is a team capable of putting a Band-Aid on this, but you just want to make sure he does get back in time to get some quality games under his belt before you hit the postseason, and you hope that there's no stumbling blocks along the way in the recovery. But this is the first, obviously the Keuchel news, but he plays one, you know, he pitches every fifth day. This is your first everyday player to suffer this kind of an injury, and we had just said that they've been able to avoid it to this point. Most teams get several throughout the season, so hopefully they can overcome this. They do have the offensive lineup to overcome this. Defensively might be a little bit interesting, but at least you got a guy like Marwin who can play wherever you put him.
Yeah, and anytime you lose an all-star, obviously it's going to hurt. Up the middle, you definitely don't want to be losing guys. That's where games are won or lost, really, right up the middle of the defense. But, you know, this is a team, like I said, filled with hitters. You've got Springer, Altuve, and Reddick that are hitting 1-2-3, so you're going to slide. You probably slide, you know, Beltran or Gurriel up to that fourth slot to hit where Correa was hitting. But, man, the disappointing thing is he was having arguably an MVP caliber yep. season. I mean, he was going to be top 5, top 10 if he kept playing the way he was playing before the All-Star break. So there goes that. Now, but at least now, Astros fans, I know how much you guys love MVP chases versus chasing rings, but at least now Springer and Correa won't be splitting votes. It's going to all be on Springer if he makes an MVP run.